Andy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Well, I look up on a billboard that I see there on I-96 every time I drive to work, and I see that we have hit the 101 number, $101 million for Powerball.
That's right, for tonight's Powerball drawing. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to be out there buying your ticket. I want to see you in that winner room tomorrow morning.
Well, I tell you what, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Do most people want the PR and the publicity, or do most people just want their cash and move on with their business?
Well, you know, I think most people do prefer to remain anonymous, but it's important to note with Powerball and Mega Millions, you do not have that option. And people always say, well, why do I have to give my name? And, you know, I really don't want people to know that I've won. But as a player, it's important for us, for players to be able to see that there are, in fact, winners of these games. When people play all the time, you know, and they maybe personally don't win, they call us and they email us and they say, I never see that anybody wins. How come nobody ever wins? Well, when a person wins Powerball or Mega Millions, we want to be able to show that to other people. So we work with them, work with the media, and it really is a good experience. Everybody who does it says it was fine. I had no problem with it. I'm glad that I did it.
Do they get to keep the big check?
They get to keep the big check, too.
Yeah, I like that.
A lot of people really want that big check.
Oh, sure. Now, do most people take the big payout, or do they want it paid over time?
Well, the majority of people take the lump sum payout, which is a one-time payment, and then they go ahead and invest the money themselves. However, we are starting to see a few more people take that annuity option, which is a payment over a set period of time. With the Powerball game, the annuity option is 30 years. So you would take that $101 million, divide that by 30, and then you would get that much money each year for 30 years, less your taxes.
So Powerball is at $101 million right now. What's the threshold where you see people really rush in and try to buy?
Actually, it is just about right now. The $100 million level is where things really take off, and then again at about $150. And when we reach the $200 million level, then things really, really start to grow. And if we get to the $300 million point, well, then it's kind of out of control with sales, but it's great. That's what we really love.
All right.
That's what the players love, too.
What are my odds on winning Powerball?
Well, the jackpot odds are 1 in 195 million, but it only takes one ticket, right?
Right.
And we just had a Mega Millions winner. Those odds are 175 million. 1 in 175 million, and we just had a mega winner just a few weeks ago, so there
right.
You go.
Well, I heard the old story a long time ago about a guy getting on his knees and praying to God, God, please let me win a lottery. God, please let me win the lottery. And after about a year doing this, God knocked on the guy's forehead and said, hey, meet me halfway, buy a lottery ticket.
There you go. That's the first step. And, you know, it's funny when we go out and talk to groups, people always say, well, what do I have to do to win? What do I have to do to win? So I just turn around and say, well, do you buy a ticket? And I get a lot of blank stares. And then they kind of realize, oh, I guess I have to at least start with buying a ticket.
What's Mega Millions at?
Mega Millions is at $52 million now. And, you know, that's not exactly a bad amount either.
No. Not at all. And with the other games, have they taken a back seat to the Powerball and Mega Millions?
Well, you know, we have different groups that are playing different games. So people who play Mega Millions, before we had Powerball, we were just playing Mega Millions, and now they play Powerball as well. We have a lot of people who are playing both of those games, and those are the players that like the really, really big jackpots. The odds are higher, but they want that really big jackpot price. So our other games like Classic Lotto 47, Fantasy 5, they have their own audiences that, you know, would like a smaller prize amount and better odds. So there's kind of a game that meets everybody's needs. But when we reach this kind of a jackpot level of $100 million, then pretty much anybody who's a lottery player gets interested.
Andy Brancatos with the Michigan Lottery. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Can you break down the games into demos? Do men, females, do youth, do older folks like different games?
Well, you know, it's actually quite an even split between the male and female population in Michigan. I think it's about 51% male, 49% female, or it might be vice versa, but they're very, very close. And I think about the 35 to 55 age bracket is the most popular, but there's a very good spread across all demographics, beginning from 18-year-olds on up. So, again, we have a lot of different games that appeal to a lot of different people. Some of the younger people like the Club Keno game, which they play in bars or restaurants. You know, it's a more interactive game. And some of the older players like the daily games. They're used to what used to be the street games are what are, you know, the daily games are, like the numbers games, as they call them. And then there's the instant games, which are kind of an impulse buy. Maybe you go in the gas station and you see the tickets there and you make that purchase. So it kind of reaches across a really broad spectrum in the state.
All right, Andy, we have to run now. Get my big check ready because I'm buying that
ticket. I will have that check ready for you, okay?